The city of Stevens Point lies in the middle of two ecological regions. To the north, a towering pine forest. To the south, a hardwood forest mixed with prairie. In this area of overlap, called the tension zone, live an especially wide variety of plants and animals, which have drawn people to the area for thousands of years. An early map shows a network of well-worn Native American trails running through the tension zone, and the Stevens Point area became an early crossroads of activity.
The Menominee people were in the Stevens Point area historically. Was part of our ancestral territory, and we had a historic village site at Stevens Point. We called it Paskipalkanen. What that means is the land that juts out into the waters. We made use of Stevens Point. It was just an area that was rich in resources. And it was here that our people harvested wild rice along the Wisconsin River, made maple sugar and maple groves, and fished and hunted, and was just a good area for us. The Wisconsin River was useful to not only the Menominees, but other tribes too, using the river as a historic highway, using it for transportation, for fishing, wild rice, trapping.
Trails also connected Native Americans to resources throughout the region. The trails through Stevens Point formed the groundwork for many of today's roads and highways.
Trail systems were kind of the equivalent to a water system. You know, if you couldn't travel by water or if you needed to portage somewhere or get to a specific resource, you used the trail system. They might be a modern highway today, but they could go back thousands of years. People have been traversing that track for a very long time.
As Europeans began exploring the area, word spread of immense stands of white pine that would soon be cut along the Wisconsin River.
It's relatively light, so easy to transport. Cities needed volumes of the stuff to build, so it was just the perfect timing for the Great North Woods.
In 1836, the Treaty of the Cedars happened. The Menominee negotiated with the federal government and then Governor Dodge of Wisconsin.
Chief Oshkosh was the head negotiator for our tribe. Although he didn't want to give up land, he thought he had to because he didn't want an army of soldiers coming upon our villages to bring harm to us. So he and other chiefs agreed to the Treaty of Cedars.
It would become known as the Lumberman's Treaty because it included a 6-mile-wide strip of pine along the Wisconsin River. In the middle, on a point of land, with rapids just downstream to provide water power, was the future site of Stevens Point.
So it became the perfect place to store stuff because you were just around the rapids, and the river from here north for several miles was very calm, and you could use boats. Much more easily transported the stuff.
By the time the government hired Joshua Hathaway to survey the land for settlement, many of the water power sites in the area were already occupied.
He recorded the names given by early settlers of locations. The locals had told them that this point jutting out into the river was known as Stevens Point, because he owned the cabin that was there. George Stevens was a lumberman from Elmond, New York. He heard about northern Wisconsin, so he made an expeditionary trip up in 1838 to see where these large lumber domains were.
Stevens used the point to store materials for a mill he was building at Big Bull Falls, the future site of Wausau. Despite his brief stay in the area, Stevens' connection to the point stuck.
Stevens Point is the gateway to the pineries. The Great Northern Pine Woods, they begin a little further north.
Towards the 1850s, 1860s, Stevens Point area became a good place to locate sawmills. The railroad hadn't come here yet, and the river was the means to transport all those logs.
They would cut the logs into rough-cut lumber and then organize them into these giant rafts that then could be floated downriver and then get it on down to, say, St. Louis, where it would be planed and made into fine lumber. And Point became important because you had to stop here and hire what became known as a river pilot, people around here who knew the river. And they were probably the most highly paid men in the North Woods because their life expectancy was fairly short. And that's why the town began to grow, is because these loggers would stop here and have to wait until a river pilot was available.
Men poured into Stevens Point looking for jobs in the lumber mills and on the river. As it grew, the lumber town was able to incorporate as a city and officially took the name Stevens Point in 1858. The new city already featured 6 hotels, 10 saloons, and 3 schoolhouses. With a growing population, the city began to expand east of the river. And as people bought up land, the layout of the city took shape, including a key feature.
And Matthias Mitchell, who we really don't know anything about, came into the area and purchased a lot of this surveyed land and platted out a lot of what is now downtown Stevens Point. At some point, he then donates a fairly significant chunk of land to the city as a square, or what in Europe would have been the village green.
Matthias Mitchell's generous donation would live on, as the public square would become the region's commercial center and a focal point of the city's history for generations to come.